Welcome to Session 7 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers actual play podcast. In this session, the characters finish dealing with the downed spacecraft, including driving off a band of attacking mercenaries and offloading the cargo for transport back to Point True. They also pick up their next assignment. We also have a new player in this session who introduces himself at the very beginning. Let's go ahead and get started. We have John here, so I'm going to let him introduce himself as our new player. And you can tell them all about yourself, John.
All about me or all about Chikara?
You first and then your character.
Me, I'm just, another nerd. Yes, I'm one of you. I'm an engineering technologist. Really, I do a boring job of playing with databases, and I've known Tom since high school.
Oh.
And about it, live in Memphis. I'm married. All our kids are grown. I've got one grandson, and that's it. And then Chikara here is fresh out of college. He has no idea how the world works, but he's eager to find out. So, I mean, what else do you want to know?
It's good.
Well, you're going to get a crash course with us, and I do mean crash.
Hey, you sound like my kind of people.
All right, so somebody want to do a quick recap of what happened last time?
Okay, well, very quickly, a shipment of a quick death was supposed to go to a zoo in this location. It ended up being a mix-up, and four smaller quick deaths were sent in error. And the quick deaths got loose, because they were expecting one, and they opened up and got four, and it caused chaos there. And was it a couple of deaths or one death? I can't remember.
Nobody died. A lot of injuries.
Oh, okay. A lot of injuries, but no deaths.
Yeah.
So we were sent to investigate what happened, where the quick death was coming from. We went to a base camp for a mercenary guy or a scavenger, whatever you want to call him, that was out in the plateau gathering animals from Pale, unusual animals. But it seemed that he had some cages and were doing some kind of unusual breeding stuff, which we were trying to investigate. But then a ship overhead came crashing down past the mountain range. We decided we were going to go investigate to see if there was any survivors. As we got there, it was a Streel ship. So it's definitely belongs to our company. The ship was damaged beyond our repair right now. We managed to get in, and we found that there was a bit of a radiation leak, not too severe. We managed to find the crew and revive them. One of them is severely injured in the back of the Explorer right now. And a storm was a brewing. There's a storm a coming. So right now it's pouring rain, and the storm is around us. And last we picked up was on the ship's radar sensors. They were to pick up, was it three or four vehicles?
You picked up three.
Three vehicles coming our way. That was it.
Yep. All right. So I have a map now. So I'm going to shift everybody over to the map.
Yay!
And
somebody was doing his homework this week.
I did my homework this week. All right. So, this is a big map. So, there on the left side is the ship. If you zoom out a little bit, you can see the bits of the wings that busted off the ship laying on the ground. The terrain markings there are the little lines perpendicular are down. So it's in a little furrow it dug, and there's a berm behind it that it basically piled up as it slid across the ground. that area is where the wing that's up at the top hit and broke off and went flying from. So I've got your explorer drawn on there to check out your character, and Rinny's are underneath that. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. Who's this extra character over here? So, I believe Rinny and Checheka and the injured Jazirian are underneath the Explorer, assuming you guys are in the Explorer. So I actually think this is an extra token. I'm going to take it off.
Be gone with you.
Be gone with you. So these five back here at the back end of the ship are the crew. You're all actually kind of up in this part of the ship. But I've put everybody just there on the map. The grid here is 5 meters. And then on the very far end of this map is there's a river, a valley with a river in it. And then at the very far end, there's the three vehicles that you detected.
Oh, the river is where that creature was, right?
In the bank. Further south from on this map, yes. That would have been where it was. Yes, this part that you're seeing here is downstream from where you saw the creature. So, but this is just it running out through the valley. All right, so up here, this is a little depression. Where the explorer is up on a slight rise. Directly out in front of the ship is a bit of a hill. And then the terrain goes on. I didn't want to draw bushes and trees and everything. You can imagine bits of scrub oak and stuff like that, small bushes and trees out through this. But yes, it's pouring rain right now, and you've got those three vehicles that are moving towards you.
Now, only the ones in the ship knew about the vehicle. We didn't.
Right. Those of you that are out in the Explorer. Well, I assume you're talking via Chronicom, but yeah, we basically ended right as the radar, among all the ground clutter of the, by the fact that it's on the surface here of the planet, picked up those three ships among the rain and everything. So those three vehicles. So that's all you know at this point.
Can we tell how quickly they're approaching or not approaching?
If you wait just a little bit, you might be able to. But I mean, you literally just detected them, so.
Okay.
And they're kind of hard to pick out. I mean, you'll be able to get it pretty quickly now that you've got them, but their signal goes in and out because of the terrain and the rain.
And you said there was lightning, right? So that was
there's lightning, so illumination. And at this point that you've picked them up.
Well, I'm going to keep the radio on in case they give any kind of friend or foe information.
They're something like, this is almost a kilometer long, this map. So it's like 800 meters long. So they're about a kilometer away. Yeah.
Well, guys, I saw this in a holovid once. I take all my explosives, I rig up the goods, and say, if you come any closer, I blow the whole place to kingdom come.
I'm so glad
I don't need to explore.
It'd be fun.
Well, do we have a friend or foe signal though that we could just send out so they can respond?
You could try contacting them, but you're not getting anything on.
Yeah, and
your
Explorer,
standard
I'm not
communication frequencies, no.
Yeah, it's 24 hours.
If I remember right,
I say we just kind of watch to see which way they're coming and see if we can pick up anything.
So basically, just keep an eye out.
That's a Nighthawk's box. That won't do me any good.
Well, these are bad guys.
Well, we did call Shrill also, so they're supposedly sending people, but.
But this is pretty quick.
Yeah, this is faster than what they said they were going to be here.
I need something a little better.
All right, so they start moving towards you. And it looks like they're moving at about 50 kilometers an hour, about 30 miles an hour. So kind of quick given the weather conditions, but not like super fast.
They're definitely approaching.
Do I have anybody that could be on the guns just in case?
So one of the crew, the gunner for the ship, is actually manning the ship's gun, which is effectively a heavy laser, but with double the range.
Who's in the Explorer right now? Who's in our Explorer?
It's just me, Rennie, and the injured
and Joe.
Cool man.
Yeah. Although it might make sense for you to be there, since you're the one with the skill with the machine gun. If you just want to move your character down there.
That's what I was hoping. Somebody would
be. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So.
Yep.
There. Okay.
Thank you, Connie.
Okay. So I've got Fluffy now.
I'm at a loss of coming up with a good idea other than just a brace for him to come.
Well, there's really nothing else that we can do. The ship can't go anywhere.
I was looking at that little hill out there and thinking,
keep a lookout.
Explosives as a diversion or something, or but we won't know. I mean, they'll pass it before we find out if they're the bad guys, maybe.
Yeah. We also need to. Well, even though we're watching these guys, we need to watch out, you know, like other directions, like behind us and stuff. I mean, we do need to keep looking all around in case there's even more going on.
There are quick deaths on that big old centipede creature that we did run into. So, yeah, that would be a good idea. Freaking thing.
All right, they continue to approach. You don't get any
no response.
Are you going to try like actively contacting them?
Yeah. Approaching vehicles. Friend or foe, where are you from?
All right, you don't get a direct response, but you catch the edge of a transmission. It's kind of garbled and staticky because of the weather, but it says you hear something along the lines of "Be alert! There seem to be people there that are up and about."
All right.
Okay, they think it's something to scavenge, or they were the ones that.
It shot it down.
That's what I'm thinking. Let's see.
If they're showing the warning signs, the people are awake.
Right.
I relayed it to
them. Right now they're about 600 meters-ish, right? Still a little too far. All right.
Is there any way I could contact Streel and let him know that we got cars are coming, that we got people coming to the crash site?
That's a good idea.
I think there was a problem.
We tried.
I know that you couldn't come right now because of the storm, but I mean, just to give him a heads up to let him know what's happening.
Well, there is a ruler. Hey, let me measure distance here. Let's see, how does this work? Okay, this is... They're still at least in long range.
There we go. That was weird. So, two more vehicles show up on the radar back behind them that are slightly larger.
Great. Now, we don't know if those two other vehicles are part of these three or not. Probably. And we don't know which vehicles we actually picked up that communication from.
True. But...
But I'm getting ready to open fire as soon as I feel.
So I'm gonna assume those are big old trucks. So they definitely came here to scavenge. But who knows if they're the ones that actually did the shooting? They knew where to come. So yeah.
Well, I mean they.
And we still don't know what was being shipped. We still don't know what was the cargo, do we?
Nope. I mean, you could ask. You've got the crew right now with you.
Why don't we ask the crew, wait, what are you carrying anyway?
We never asked that question.
No, you were too busy stabilizing them.
Oh my god.
It was a shipment from LACO. I think it's artifacts or something. Some stuff from a dig.
They're
told just to bring it here.
A lot. So you were supposed to take it to the straw base?
Yeah, well, we were headed to Point True. And we got jumped just as we were coming into orbit.
Somebody knew you had artifacts and they come to claim some prizes.
Getting closer. Well, look, these guys in the ship, this crew, do they work for Streel as well?
It's a Streel crew.
Okay, well then, it doesn't matter at this point. When these vehicles get to the river, I think I need to fire one burst over their heads just to say, hey, we see you. And you're not responding to radio.
Hey, is something else showing up behind? A couple more somethings out there?
Yeah, there's two more vehicles out behind the three in front. And they seem to be moving a bit slower.
Oh, boy. There comes the chop shop.
Brown shots. Yeah, those are the cargo. The explorers are going to be the units for securing the area, and then yeah.
All right, this point, the lead vehicles have slowed down a bit to enter the ravine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's a ravine. That's perfect.
We could pull a bluff. I could go out and set up a charge that we set off, and then we tell them, hey, the rest of it's all set up too. We've got orders to blow it up if anything happens, and see if that stops them.
How far can the laser from the ship shoot? Can it shoot into the ravine?
It can shoot 4 times the length of this map.
Oh.
They are completely within range of the laser on the ship.
I think we should do it now.
Yeah. Start shooting while they're going down the ravine.
Well, see, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just fire one round over their heads.
Yeah, so that way it hits the top of the ravine, it could cause a rock slide, and hopefully it'll get them stuck within the river.
So that.
Then a second shot if they keep moving.
I got a 53. Did I succeed in missing them, but you know, still getting over their heads?
Are you firing the machine gun?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what the range is there.
I'm gonna edit that. We're down to 9 bursts now.
Let's see. Give me the ruler.
I think it's like about 600 or 700 meters, something.
The problem is when I zoom in, I can't read the number. It shrinks the number size.
Yeah. Here, you measure. I'll read the number. I'm zoomed in on them.
Okay.
435 meters.
435. So with a machine gun, that is long range. So you definitely miss them.
It's
a minus 40 to it's a heavy weapon, so it's minus 10 off your skill, and then plus 20 for burst, so effectively a plus 10, and then it's another minus 40 for the ring. So you fire bullets and it goes flying over their heads.
Exactly what I wanted to have happen.
Planned that way.
I meant to do that.
All right, so when you do that, you pick up radio chatter at that point, and you hear someone give the order to they're firing back, spread out.
Okay, these guys are hostile.
Yep. Gunner in the ship, shoot the ravine. Bury them.
Fire for effect.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Roll initiative.
Who's rolling?
Oh, Jaren says he spent last night in the ER and he's still recovering, so he will not be making it.
Oh.
Good thing you weren't rolling.
That's not good.
7. Alright, they get initiative. What are you guys going to do?
I really can't do much damage to them until they get closer. The only one that could really hurt them right now is the ship's gun.
Yeah, so.
I think you should cut a line right across on the map. It'd be a vertical line. Just follow the river right in front of them, kind of like a don't cross.
Can I drive the Explorer closer to where that fallen wing is and use it as part shielding?
If you want to, yeah, you can drive the Explorer.
Alright, I'm going to do that. And Chicky's going to be on the guns.
I would like to hide somewhere.
Well, you're in the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
I would like to maybe hide somewhere and kind of do guerrilla maneuvers if they are junkers and they're trying to salvage stuff. I can maybe sneak up behind them and shock them unconscious.
He says, "Do you want to be? Do you want to be in the ship or outside?"
I'll be in the ship.
Okay.
Man, I'd really like to have a mine out there, a couple of place charges that we could use on them, but it's too late to go out there and do that. Let's get the laser to fire across the front.
Do you want to fire across the front or actually shoot at the vehicles?
I say shoot the vehicles.
Okay. Well, I suppose it's up to the guy who shoots the gun, who happens to be an NPC. But
right, he'll take
NPC does what we tell him to do. So, I would say shoot. Yeah, I still say shoot across the ravine to make a rock slide.
All right.
Because with the pouring rain, it could knock the horn out.
Really, it's not like really a cliff. This is more like just a slope down into the river. It's not like cliffs or anything.
Okay. I think if we get rid of these explorers, those other big old trucks will just turn around and leave.
Yeah, because they're just storage trucks.
So shoot an explorer.
All right, somebody roll me a D100 for the gunner. All
right, I'll do it.
You gotta do slash R space D100.
Oh.
And he's just shooting at the ground, like right in front of him.
God. I thought he was gonna shoot for one of them.
Oh, he's gonna aim out. Well, he misses.
Yeah.
So they got the effect I wanted.
Yeah. So, all right. So their maneuvers—they've slowed down to go down this slope. So I'm on the range thing. Let's move them. So this one is gonna go 1, 2.
Still not there.
So they spread out a little.
Yeah. And the one on the bottom, you see a flash of light.
Uh-oh. Bugger.
And right about here, there's an explosion, like a rocket. You see a streak of light.
So you got either a mortar or...
You think it's probably a recoilless rifle.
Oh.
Which is a bazooka. Okay.
It's some kind of anti-tank thing, huh?
All right, the middle one has a laser streak out from it, and it flies high over the ship. And from the top one, there's a chatter of a machine gun, which you can't really hear over the rain and the thunder. But you see the flashes of light, and you recognize it because it looks just like yours, and it doesn't hit anything either. In fact, it goes, and it stops, like, halfway through what you think would be a burst.
Woohoo, a jam!
He rolled a double zero!
You hear cursing on the radio.
Good for you, you bastard.
Oh, okay.
Okay, But as they're doing that, they've now dropped enough in elevation that you can't actually see them. Well, you can see this guy with the machine gun, but the other two are low enough that they're behind this upper lip on this side at the moment.
Right.
Okay, now's the time to move up closer and shoot the one that we can see.
I was going to say we move over here. How do I make that dot again?
Click.
Oh, there.
Click on the explorer. Oh, you long click where you want to move to. So you can accelerate up to 60 meters a turn, so up to 12 squares. And then your turn speed is 80 meters per turn, and it's 100 meters per turn, and your top speed is 150 meters per turn.
So we could get to, how did you click on something? We can get basically
there,
right there. Okay.
1, 2, 3,
yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, you can move 12 squares this turn. If you hold your mouse button down, John, it draws that circle.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to move myself to stay on the...
Yeah.
Or under the...
Yeah, I'm just going to move Rennie off. We'll just know that... And the other guys, put him in the corner here. Oh, that's who that one was. We'll just put them...
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you guys advance to there.
Yeah.
All right, let's do initiative for the next round. Are you going to do anything?
You're the one with the gun.
I don't know what to do other than wait it out.
Okay. Let's see. Where do I have the bad guys? Initiative modifiers. Oops. Try that again. Whoa! What'd you guys roll for? Somebody roll for initiative, but they got 16. So
we'll just say they have it.
Well, no, if you roll a 10, you beat them. Actually, if you roll a 9, you tie them, and therefore you win because you have the higher initiative modifier.
Oh.
So
go ahead.
Somebody roll a 9.
Make it happen.
Oh, sure. You don't want me rolling dice. Trust me, we actually analyzed this once.
No, you're right. We don't want you rolling dice.
All right, so you guys have to move first.
Well, we know what we're doing. We're going to try to move up some more. So let's do another 12.
Do we want to kind of get behind this little thing here?
That hill? That is a hill.
Yeah, that thing. That is a hill. So that, you know, I only want to be able to see one of them at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was thinking that we go like somewhere around here. Because that way we'll be able to get the bottom one as he's coming around the bend. Because hopefully he won't see us because that's up. That's up. That's what I was hoping.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, I should do this. I should go.
Oh, I gotta move my character.
Crap. Right. Now I got an idea, but I don't think I can make it in time.
Well, you can try.
If I make a bad dash to this corner, come on, right there, I could plant a charge and then run to the explorer for protection.
Oh, what happened?
That is not what I wanted to do. Hold on.
The world went dark.
Our sensors are down. Our sensors are down.
Yeah, just a second. It did the exact opposite of what I wanted it to do.
I'm blind.
This is what it looks like when a Drowsite dreams in color.
Hmm.
Damn it, Chikara, I know you people see better in the dark, but turn on the light.
Oh, there we go. Yay!
Okay. Oh, that's what he was doing. He's carving off half the world.
I'm putting off the part where you can't see. Yeah, I thought it would just put the stuff where I had it originally, but then it... One second. There we go. So that gray area is what you guys can't see. When they move into that, you won't be able to see them.
So, how close are we now?
You're probably still a couple hundred meters.
Yeah, but which side of that couple hundred are we? Because 200 is the threshold to move down into the
next range category.
Yeah, down to short range.
That is a serious problem. Right
now we're medium or short. 160 is what I'm reading on that right now.
160. So I move at what?
If you're running, you move at 20. You move one square walking and four running as a Drowsite.
I ain't going to make it to place a charge there. Ah, crud.
Let's see. And then with the rain and everything, too.
I see that's, this happening, guys. While you're engaging one or two of them on the right side of the hill.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Somebody's going to flank you on the left side of the hill.
Could someone read that range for me?
There you go.
Oh!
Where is it? Oh.
Never mind!
You're 220 where you're at, right? Where you're right there at the edge of the fog.
Okay. We need to move up about 25 meters.
But you're not up to the hill yet, so.
Yeah. Well, see, I think, 25 meters by the time they come out of that, hidden spot.
All right, so before he loses them, the guy, man in the laser in the ship gets a shot, so somebody roll for him.
Oh, all right. I did so wonderful last time. Hey!
All right, so you see the shot, and it just sails over. I mean, he almost gets it. The ground explodes right next to the explorer as it's going, and then it vanishes below the edge. So you don't know if he hit it or not, but you think he just barely missed.
You can at least hit the gunner.
All right, and it looks like the more distant vehicles are slowing down, but they're not. They haven't completely stopped yet.
Yeah, they see gunfire. They're like, "Woo!"
Yeah, I'd slow down if I were them too.
Yeah.
All right. New turn. Roll initiative.
Yeah, someone else roll.
Go ahead, Doug. What happened?
All right. Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you,
you have initiative, so they're moving first this time. I'll move these two to the back.
You want the laser?
No, I just had a thought. If the ship took out these big ships, these big trucks, then these other ones might turn around, just switching the tactic there. There's only two of those targets.
No, I think they'll still come in and try to get as many artifacts as they can.
All right.
The big trucks will stop because they're the
That's true.
Yes. Hey, get the one on the right that just poked out there. Put the laser on him.
I see two of them poop. Poking their heads out.
I see two of them.
Okay, you know what? Looks like the explorer probably has better view of the right because of the hill.
So we're going to go for the bottom one.
Yeah, technically, you guys don't see the two top ones at the moment. The ship's nose is sticking up.
So still medium range.
Well, no, you guys haven't moved yet. It's now your move.
That's true.
Yeah, now we move.
Here we go. Get us another 25 meters or so. You know, like, even from about right here, is it not working? Even from there-ish, we're in the short range, I think. Let me... Yeah, that's short range.
Yep, that's 12. We're in there.
All right, so... your base chance to hit with the machine gun, John, is 60. That includes the burst and the heavy weapon modifier. So you got short range is minus 10, so that gives you a 50% chance. Plus, they're kind of low and defiled at this point because they're coming out of the thing from your area. So you got another minus 10 from that. So you got a 40% chance to hit them.
40.
Yep.
How about an 80?
You fire a warning shot over their bow.
They didn't listen to the first warning shot, so obviously I had to shoot another one.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's what it was. I wish it would scroll. 225. Okay. I'm just checking the range. The explorer from the ship. 3. So it's just medium range for him. All right, roll for him. I assume you want him. Do you want him to shoot the top one or the bottom one or the middle?
The top one.
Top one. Okay.
The gunner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Somebody roll for him.
That's the way to roll.
Boom. All right, give me 2d10.
2d10. Oh. This is a space laser. It vaporizes it.
It works like a heavy laser in the atmosphere. It's written into the design of the ship. Roll 2d10 and add 20.
Oh. Well,
so 26.
Okay. All right. He catches the front end of it, and there's, you know, sparks going, but you're not sure.
Couldn't he have hit the gunner? Why didn't he hit the gunner?
All right. They're shots. Because the recoilless rifles had a chance to reload.
Boom. Ooh. Right.
Ooh.
Oh my god, they both would have good.
All right, well, the machine gun missed. All right.
Yeah, I don't like when you roll.
Yeah, he rolled too good.
All right, so the rocket lands and blows up right in front of you. Boom. Hey, I didn't. Oh, I'm not in the wrong. I'm in the wrong tool. So it goes off. Blows up right under the front of your explorer.
My baby!
And your steering.
How much damage?
It locks the steering column, and you can't turn the wheels anymore.
Oh no!
Oh, that's okay.
You're in a hole.
No, that's not okay at all.
That's perfectly fine. We just roll forward a little bit further and stop. Then we're right there at point blank range, ready to just tear into them.
Until we're dead.
Yeah, well, you know.
Gee, I'm glad I'm not in the floor now.
The laser hits you too, but you don't notice exactly, can't tell exactly what it does. It did some, I mean, it was a solid hit on the ship, on the vehicle, but at the moment you can't, there's no obvious effect from what the hit was.
Probably hull damage. You're going to fall apart the next time someone breathes out.
They damaged my baby. They must pay.
All right. Next round, roll initiative.
They can't see us, right? To shoot? Not him. That's why I sort of positioned the car there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Woohoo! Oh, wait, no, that's them.
That's their initiative. 10 total. Including their, that's including make it happen. Their initiative modifier. So if you guys roll,
we got to roll a 3 or better. Three somebody or better. Roll.
Come on, Joe. Make it happen.
Four. That works.
That's good enough.
Yeah, we'll take it and like it. That son of a bitch is catching some gunfire from us.
Ooh.
Chicago, you gotta make it happen this time.
Question, which weapon do we fear the most?
That's a machine gun on top. I'm not stressing him so much.
Yeah, machine gun on top, laser in the middle, and recoilless rifle on the bottom.
Recoilless rifle. I don't like him.
That one can only shoot every other round.
See, I would be inclined to say the laser is the more of a threat.
That's the one the laser already
this
fired.
Round.
So we stick to our targets.
Okay.
Laser's going for laser, but the explorer's going for the recorder's rifle. The one on top, no one's actually targeting.
How fast did we move last time?
Chilling.
Did we move 12 spaces last time?
Yeah.
So we could come to a dead stop right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not moving no more. But I can't.
No, you can't steer.
You can't steer. You can still go forward, but...
No, I can't.
Okay, well, in that case, so we're shooting the same target?
Yeah, okay. We're shooting this guy right here.
How about a 19?
Oh, Roy!
Nice hit.
What are you talking about?
All right, 2d10 plus 12. I think it's 12.
2d10 plus 12?
No, 2d10 plus 10.
Okay, now 12. I have to actually type that one.
Well, just roll
2d10. Let's see.
Just roll 2d10.
And we'll add 10 to it.
Yeah, well, I still have to actually type. See, I had this nice, fancy macro. So I might as well just do TD 10 plus 10 and call it good. Wow. All
right. You grill the front end with bullets.
Yay.
You don't, you know, it does something, but you don't know what. Roll for the
Oh, that's right, the gunner.
Woohoo! Damn! Nice shot!
2d10 plus 20.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That one doesn't have a variable power setting. It just does 20d10 when it hits.
Jeez.
Just a second.
Woo-hoo! Nice. Nice.
Oh, plus 20. 36.
All right, just a second. I'll tell you what happens.
Fuck it up.
I got...
You mean besides it blows up?
Yeah. Daddy, what?
It blows up. The laser ricochets off and hits the recorder's rifle and blows that up too. Woohoo!
On the computer. So go on out. Close my door. Okay. So... Oh, wait,
yeah,
I gotta unmute. There we go. So, yeah, that, I need you to roll me a, let's see.
Well, yeah, I like the sound of this already.
Roll me a... Give me a D10.
Okay. Damn.
I like... You know, can you do... You can do my rolls for me.
I'm good with the gunner, trust me. When I'm swinging myself, I'm getting 100.
All right, so you hit it. It goes rolling plunk, 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 end over end to here. Let's see. Ends up facing 1, 2, 3, 4. Facing that way and is upside down. So
good.
Nice.
The heavy laser is history, and the guy who was manning it is somewhere.
He is one with laser.
Nice. Now it's 2-on-2. I think we can handle this.
Let's see, I need to... Let me make a couple notes here. Oh, yeah, and it's on fire.
Burn. Burn. And it's on fire.
Anyone got any hot dogs?
You know what? I'm not getting spare parts from him, but screw it! I like to see the burn.
So...
Alright. So no more laser fire. That's good.
See, sorry, I'm making notes to the crew what happened to him. Okay. All right, and this one. No, that was their move. All right, roll initiative for the next round.
But they're not going to shoot back.
Oh, yeah. Well, the recoilless rifle can't, because it's reloading.
We could shoot any of the, every
oh,
other
Oh, that's turn. Right.
The machine gun.
And we're behind the hill from the other one, so...
Yeah, yep, the machine gun can hit us.
He can only shoot at the ship, and that still misses. He's going to have to get a lucky hit to take out the laser on the ship. Otherwise, he's shooting bullets against hull plating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can handle this.
All right, roll initiative for the next round.
Make it happen, Doug.
All right.
Ooh!
All right, they get an inch in this round.
11.
Sorry.
So it's up to you guys. Are you guys going to move or do anything?
Just keep shooting.
Okay. I
yeah.
Them.
Yeah, I can't do it.
The Explorer busted enough that it can't move anymore?
This one? It's on its roof. Oh, yours?
No, ours.
Yours will require some repairs to get it moving again.
Yeah, I can't drive. I can't steer it. If I hit the gas, I
that's okay. There's there are going to be parts all over the ground here in a minute.
You just have to go pick them up and rinse the mud off. All right, so the two explorers start accelerating a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And they get to shoot first, and the recoilless rifle gets to shoot this round.
Miss, please miss.
And it gets to miss.
Please miss.
So we've got for range, we've got 95 meters on a recoilless rifle. That is short range.
That's short range.
And so it's this guy.
Yeah, that's point blank for a machine gun, isn't it? No, it's still not short. Quite. It's
probably still short. All right.
That's still short.
Yeah. And he misses.
Yes! 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 Yes!
your radio cracks. Okay. Which one do you want me to take out next? The gunner from the ship.
Get the recoilless rifle. All
right. So you both get an attack. Roll for it.
Make it happen, Chica.
44. I think I just missed. Let's see.
Yep, I think, no.
He's no longer down in the...
He's not down, no, yeah, so no, that's a hit. You have a 50.
That's a hit.
Yeah! That's a hit, all buddy.
Right. Yeah! So
another 2d10 plus 10.
Oops, slash R. 10 plus 10.
All right.
19?
That's not too great. All right, so bullets pepper it. Again, you don't see any visible effect.
But have the two scan crawlers moved at all?
No, they Darn stopped.
It? Yeah, after the explosion of the one, they're like, whoa.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Roll the for ship the, can take this guy out.
Roll for the ship.
You want me to roll again, guys? Or
sure.
I'll bet you that's a hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a d10.
No, 34. Oh, d10.
Because we got 20 on there.
34. Yeah, you get to add the 20 to that. That's right.
So. All right. Oh, I got the exact opposite this time.
All right. Sorry. That's okay. So what happened?
I think that's the direction anyway.
It's actually where it ends, which way it ends up. So this one ends up, this one also starts, it flips up and over, rolls to here. Oh, missed the little thing I was trying to grab. Ends up facing that direction, but it's on its wheels. All right, and you notice hold on, I gotta get I'm gonna use the red guys. You notice some people start climbing out of the one that was downed last time.
Are they on fire too?
They're trying not to be.
I say, this isn't the A-team. People actually do die in car crashes.
What? See, it isn't so.
I think we should paint our Explorer black. Red stripe.
it does sort of look like the van.
Yeah, but who's gonna wear all the jewelry? That's my question.
No, I was just thinking how we're gonna put plate steel all over the whole thing. And then the next episode look for screen again.
I still wanna add that battery, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that might, would work with our acceleration deceleration factor.
All right.
Well, I'm going to jump out real quick. Oh, well, you got to do initiative.
Yep, do initiative.
Oh, wait, yeah. This,
I'm adding the modifier in. That's your total initiative roll.
Make it happen.
Yeah, all we need is a 3 or better. Who's rolling?
I'll be right back. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jill. No, roll it. Can't be done.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You the initiative, man.
Oh. Here we go.
Yeah, just don't roll a 1 or a 2.
All right.
All right. All right, I will move them.
Oh, hey, there's people. Cool.
Hey, you're supposed to be on the Explorer, dude.
Hey, they're pirates.
Yeah, I'm just marking them something different.
Can we tell from looking at it if that recoilless rifle is operational still, or has it been up?
You would guess it's been up since the vehicle actually rolled over it rolled. Its roof. In fact, you suspect that whoever was up there manning it is probably mush.
They got crashed.
Oops.
Unfortunately, if there's enough of them, they could swarm and still hurt us.
Depends on if they come after us or if they decide that this is not a profitable way to die.
Yeah.
That Explorer on top though is getting closer and closer.
Oh, boy. Let's see what's going on here.
And then
70. Ooh, that's point blank range.
Yay.
Yeah, you can just see him over the hill if you want to shoot at that other Explorer. Can you guys
hear that guy? I think that one's still short range.
Oh, if you want to shoot at the guys on the ground. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're going to shoot
the guys. What is that? 65 meters? That's point blank range as well.
Although that's point blank.
These guys are short.
Shooting at the top one will be considered having cover because you're trying to shoot over that hill.
It's over the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is point blank range. I think that's my target.
I think that's where you should go.
Is it our turn to shoot? Or is it their turn to shoot?
Let me see. I think I've moved everybody that can move this range. Yeah, so you see two guys climb out of this Explorer. These two guys go running off from this one, and two more climb out of that one over here. So there's two people right here in the close one that are visible. There may be more inside.
Well, now the question is, do I shoot at the vehicle they're right there standing on and try to blow it up? Or no, I should just shoot the visible people. Oh, good. Yeah, I'll just shoot the visible people.
Yeah, both of the wrecked explorers are on fire at this point.
Sweet.
They got hit by a Starship grade laser battery.
Oh, man, a 69. But they're point blank range, so I think I still hit.
No, you only have a 60.
I thought I had a 70.
No, there's a minus
10 have a lot of
fire for firing a heavy weapon that you didn't figure in.
Oh.
Can I get out and try to do some, like, a quick repair job so I can get steering back? Or that's
probably
not feasible?
It would probably take a while to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm chilling in here. I don't know how to use the gun.
Well, let's shoot the laser beam again at the other explorer that's still coming.
Go ahead and roll for him.
Woohoo!
Oh, Jiminy.
Yes!
Roll damage.
I think I want to be
20.
Him instead of my own character.
Tell you what, can we recruit this guy?
No.
The big question is, did Angel buy lottery tickets this weekend?
If he did, he needs to share the winnings.
Okay.
Oh, no, we jinxed it.
Yeah.
26.
So it gets hit on the front left, and it doesn't flip up and roll like the other one, so obviously the hit wasn't quite as good, but he did hit it, so okay.
Did at least knock out the steering? We can't go no more?
Well, you don't know. You won't know until it tries to move next round.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of course, if it doesn't try to move, we won't know if that's because of our shot or because of their decision.
Either way, it stops. I'll take it.
That's true.
And it's on the other side of the hill from you, so it can't shoot its machine gun at you.
Yeah. Be gone.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
All right. So John fired and missed. The big ship fired.
That's it.
People are bailing out of the burning explorers. I need to make a couple rolls. Okay. All right, roll initiative. Ooh, they rolled good this time.
Make it happen, though.
All right.
You guys get to move first.
I really can't
Well, let's take care of the laser thing first and shoot that other one guy again.
Well, hold on. They'll move before they get to move and shoot first. So,
All
right. So, this is what you see the explorer up top do. Those here.
He's breaking away.
And then he stops.
Ah, okay.
Well, he doesn't. He moves that far. He may stop on the. He can stop on the next turn. He couldn't slow down fast enough to completely stop. But you see him, like, curve to the right.
Maybe we got a wheel.
Oh, he blew a tire, yeah. He blew a wheel out. And that's why he stopped at the.
Either that or he knocked his steering such that it only turns right. Or he's trying to stop really quick so that he can jump out and help his friends.
Guys are moving.
They're moving up.
They're running away.
Yep, they're probably trying to get to that last explorer so they can split.
Okay, I think we need to capture one at least. Okay, I'm gonna bolt from the spaceship. See if I can get into this mess. It may take a lot of turns, but might as well.
Okay, well, go ahead and move your start moving.
What is my move? I don't have movement written down. What is it?
All right, and your movement's one square walking and four running.
Well, we'll start running. Thank you.
You actually start. That's the hatch out of the ship right there where I just moved you to. So the two of the crew members are going to come with you.
Actually, I feel like I'm just sitting on my hands. I'll go too. Can I borrow a gun?
Yeah.
Any of the crew?
One of the crew. What can you use?
Well, I'm not trained in firearms, but I'll take anything.
All right, then they hand you a laser pistol. Perfect. And three clips.
Okay, I'm sporting some Tangler grenades here.
Okay, so those two, and then Jill, your movement is two walking and six running. So they're kind of banged up from the thing, but. They come with you. They're carrying one of them's got a gyrojet pistol, and the other one has an electrostunner.
Okay, have they got is the laser dude still there?
What? Yeah, he's still in the ship, manning the laser.
Good.
He's gonna start picking off targets.
Oh boy,
that's gonna be interesting. Womp! The guy's gone.
More like solid beam and it, oh wow, four of them.
Okay. It shoots a drolazite and we simulate cell division. That's what we get.
Two targets on the Explorer. These guys are spread out a little bit now so that they're not. You can shoot one of them.
Those guys are 5 meters apart.
Yep.
But all three of those are point blank. So is it our turn to fire?
Actually, it's time to roll initiative for the next round now. Oh, no. Yeah, you haven't shot yet. So, yes, it is your turn to shoot.
Put that laser to use. Let's take out that.
Yeah, we need more chance of having good parts. Take out that Explorer.
All right, one more shot at the Explorer. Fire.
We only need one survivor. And
Uh-oh.
It's good enough. Roll.
Oh, it? All right.
Oh,
just barely. That's his actual chance to hit.
Hey, it works.
That's right.
26. That's not fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. He hits it. You don't... No fire, flame, or anything.
Okay.
Okay, good. I need one for spare parts, gosh darn it.
I'm going to shoot right there.
Okay.
And 52.
All right. Roll 11d10.
11d10.
Yeah, 10d10 for the machine gun plus 1d10 for the extra target. And then the total damage gets divided between the two of them.
Wow.
That's a lot of dice.
Look at that.
24 each.
Uh-huh.
All right. That looks so cool.
The Vrust staggers off. The Dralocyte falls off. He's dead. And the Vrust there looks really in pain.
Good.
All right. Roll for initiative.
There's your person to capture right there.
Yep.
He's actually still on there. He'll stagger off on the next round. Roll initiative.
And what happened to our hit with the...
It hit the explorer, but...
Oops, you're not sure what it did?
They got a 13. Yeah, you're not sure what it did.
Just keep pounding on it, cause go boom.
No, I want to keep one. I want spare parts from one.
This is 13. We got to get a 6 or better. Somebody roll a 6 or better.
Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't happen.
We had...
Oh, Doug rolled a 3, so you guys move first.
Can I see any company emblems or insignias or anything like that?
No, you don't. They look actually pretty beat up. The explorers, they're not marked or anything.
You know what? I'm going to try to... those two other guys though don't look hurt, do they?
Oh, every single one of them looks a little singed.
Don't count fingers. They might not all be there.
Yeah, I think I'll just stay in the explorer. Make it happen, Chikara.
All right. Are the guys in the explorer doing anything?
Well, Chikara, I'm assuming is going to shoot at the other two guys, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. Movement-wise, we're doing movement right now. So you move, they can move, they shoot.
I can't move. I can move, but...
No reason to.
Yeah. I don't want to get my uniform wet.
Okay. All right, so the explorer up top stops. And the doors pop open. And I'm just going to actually put them here around it because they actually hop out.
Yeah. So what happens when you don't flip them upside down and stuff, man.
I want to see that laser hit one of them.
All right.
It's almost a race to SEU. That'll
be
man.
A nice little miss.
Hey, it's one shot, two kills kind of thing. It'll go right through him.
And hit the other. Yeah, that's
yeah let's see. Miss. Line up the best shot then.
All right, so then these guys
suddenly our NPC gets a conscience and decides not to use space-based weapons on unarmed people.
Well, who's to
say they're thinking they're unarmed.
Yeah, that's why I'm not getting out of the explorer. Well,
you can make them unarmed. Just
well, you probably ought to get out of the explorer next time, and you know.
I guess I'm gonna
that way we have precedent guns going.
Down behind the explorer.
Good. Oh,
another Dragon Sight came out?
Yep.
Oh, fudge.
I don't suppose. Yeah. I don't suppose that these two guys here are close enough together for me to kind of strafe them both. Yeah.
Who else is in the Explorer? It's time to pop out the window with a sidearm.
You've got Rini and...
Hurt dude.
Guy. He's unconscious.
Oh, boy.
Where was Zoki and Sahun?
Our luck, it wasn't the cargo they were after. They really wanted to capture the guy.
Zoki didn't come on this mission. He stayed back.
Okay.
Since we didn't have him, I just wasn't going to put his PC in here. So I would assume that he's in the ship. Jaren's character's in the ship.
Okay.
Okay, whoever else is in this car needs to do some shooting out the window or whatever.
Yeah, let me pull up. Rennie's there. Let me pull up his character.
Yeah, I don't have a gun. So he has beam weapons.
Rennie has a laser pistol. And his chance to hit is 45 base. Okay, so they get to shoot. They don't have a good shot yet. The dude with the machine gun, though, is going to take a shot at the ship.
Oh, fine.
It doesn't do anything. Oh. Bounces off the hull. Actually, he probably should have shot at the people there, but he's a little worried about that laser gun.
That sort of makes sense.
All right. It is now your guys' turn to shoot.
That's my target.
All right. You go ahead and roll.
Guy up close. I hit him.
10d10.
Let's discourage this guy a little bit.
Oh, great. Googly moogly.
He's suitably discouraged. All right. Somebody roll for Rennie.
Go ahead, Eric.
This guy.
Okay.
Let's see, range 35 with a laser pistol is medium range, so it's minus 20 to his 45, so he has a 25 to hit. One shot or two?
Eric?
Uh-oh. I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Oh, you're rolling for Rennie's attack. He has a 25% chance to hit with his laser pistol. He can fire one shot or two.
Let's fire two.
Okay. He's been using it set on four, so we'll assume that's what it's set at.
Okay. Here you go. There's first roll. Not good.
Oh, I can arrow up. Good.
Yes, you can arrow up. All right.
Still not good.
Okay.
That's okay. That's laser guy.
Oh, yeah. Somebody rolled for him. You want him to shoot at the explorer one last time, or do you want him to shoot at a target on the ground?
Shoot for this guy right here.
All
right,
roll.
Which should also mean this guy right here.
That's the hope.
Let's see what the exact range is for that.
55.
Let's say 200.
Yeah. Yep.
Heavy laser, but double the range. That is short. He just misses. He's got a 45 to hit, basically. So.
Dang.
All right, so it flies over his head, grazes the back of the explorer. All right, and I need to measure this distance. 170.
Oh, I'm in range. Can I try taking a shot?
Sure.
Go for it.
What are you shooting with?
The laser pistol.
Is that in range? Oh, it sure is. It's extreme. All right, you missed.
Well,
at that range, you basically have to roll a 5 or better.
Gotcha.
Because you have a minus 80.
Wow.
It could happen.
It can happen.
It could. There's
been some rolls that low in this game already. All right. Okay, new round. Roll initiative.
Make it happen, Doug.
Did we get the ship to fire at the guys?
Yeah, it missed.
Poor.
Yeah, Doug. But you kill it with initiative.
Yeah, I don't even need a roll. All right, they have to move first. Okay. So, let's do this. Oh, yeah. Darn it, I'm still on measure. He's going to run right up to your window.
Get the hell away from me.
Dead things. I want dead things. I want dead things.
Damn, there's a lot of these guys.
And one more. All right, this rusk right here comes out of the explorer, and there's still the guy up on top of the explorer manning the machine gun.
Oh shit.
Still, from where it is, that machine gun.
It can shoot at you guys. Wait. It can't shoot at your explorer, but it can shoot at the people back here by the ship.
Now, if I shoot the laser, can I, like, would it cut through, like, this guy and the Vrusk in order to get to the explorer?
No, it would have to shoot over them to hit the guy on the explorer at this point.
Oh, because he's up on the hill.
It's actually, yeah. Well, he's almost up the hill, but The ship is at such an angle that the nose of the ship is actually up a little bit, so it's actually shooting down.
Ah, okay.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Pinpointing targets.
So, yeah, take out the...
I'm going to try to take out the machine gun.
Explorer first to take out their heavy weapon.
All right, so you guys get to, it's your movement turn. So they moved. You guys had initiative, so they moved. Now you guys can move. So those of you back here,
I'm thinking maybe
anybody in our explorer any good at hand to hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out and deck this guy with my stick.
Get in the hole here.
Yeah, actually, that's what this guy here is doing, or girl.
Take out my stun stick and knock him upside the head.
I think I can make it right about there.
How do I get my character without the truck?
Oh, here.
Can you put him right in front of the guy? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can do it, but if you right-click on the stack, you can send the one on top to the back.
Oh. Let's see. What are we looking at range-wise here? I pull out...
No, I'm going there.
What is that, 150 or 130?
120.
120.
Okay, because I'm still zoomed out. I probably could drop the Explorer there. Zoom in just a little.
150. Oh, that's 115. Joe.
I'm feeling lucky.
You just track your SEU usage.
Yeah, that's extreme range still for me. I don't think it's still laser time yet.
Yeah, maybe I should hold off.
All right. Somebody roll for your gunner in the ship.
Oh.
He's going to try to take out the guy manning the machine gun.
Yeah. That guy got out of the way. But not this time.
Not this round.
See, my character came onto the field, and now my dice.
I'm better at hitting moving targets.
Dang, rolling as bad as I do.
All right, so now the rest of you can decide what shot you guys want to take.
Oh, I'm going to knock this guy over with my stun stick.
Okay.
Make except for attack. Damage, though. I'm not stunning him.
Yeah, you're going for damage. Okay. Make your attack roll.
God,
that's not a good attack roll. He's stunned at how far you missed.
All right, roll. Go ahead and roll for Rennie.
Oh yeah, all right, go ahead.
You're at point blank range. So you've got a 45 now to hit.
Roll 100. 46.
Missed him by that much. You should do once or twice.
Yeah, it went right by his ear.
Yeah. Are you going to shoot a second time?
Oh, yes, I can do that. Let's do it.
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, no, no, no. All right, gyrojet pistol. I don't think he's got the range for the gyrojet pistol yet. 115 on the gyrojet pistol. And that's still extreme range. So, yeah, he's not going to shoot yet.
Wait, Chikara, are you going to shoot?
Hey, this is my target right here.
Okay.
There you have it.
Didn't.
Yeah.
This is not the turn for us to connect.
That's point blank range. What is my...
Actually, machine guns don't have a point blank range. They're only short and beyond.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. One to two. Oh, it's only short. Well, So, yeah.
All right. Okay, so since you came out to hit him with your you engaged him in melee.
Yes.
So he has a knife. Yep, wrong guy. Sorry, ignore that. And he misses. And let me look at the range. These guys are all about the same. 45 meters. They're gonna wait one more round. Okay, so the machine gunner up there is gonna shoot though. And let's see. Misses.
Oh, good.
Bullets as they dive down, you know, as they move down this little bit of a incline here, the bullets go flying over their head. He was shooting at this guy right here. I don't have to be in that mode. He was shooting at him. All right. Well, that's everything for that round. So everybody, roll. Let's roll initiative again.
We need to fight better than that.
Oh, it happened, Doug.
As long as you don't roll a one.
Come on.
All right.
Yay!
So they have to move first.
Oh, they're only beating my personal space.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think we definitely got to take out that last explorer so that our guys can engage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Try.
All right, there's their moves.
Okay, let's take out the explorer.
All right.
Oh, wait, look, we got to make our moves first.
Oh, don't we?
Those of you who want to move, yes.
Let me see something here. I think it's make them come to us now. That's what, 80 meters? I'm going to stay down in this embankment and get ready to lob grenades or something.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we have any grenades in the Explorer?
Just whatever equipment you guys had.
Oh, am I in your line of fire?
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
You gotta remember, these squares are 5 meters wide.
That's right. Okay, 75 meters. I think I'm going to risk it.
You missed. Okay, so we've got this guard with the gyrojet pistol. Let's see what his range is. 60 meters. That is long range, but he's going to take the shot. That Whoa. Is a hit. That is a miss. And that is a miss. That hit once.
75.
14 points of damage. All right.
That's better than nothing.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to try to hit this guy that's on top of him.
Okay.
Get off of me,
punk. Yeah, so. Oh, we gotta have somebody roll for the guy with the laser gun. The laser cannon.
Oh, should I do that first? Alright, I'll do that first.
Who do you wanna have him shoot at?
The explorer. Take out that gun.
Oh, that's right. He's still shooting at the machine gunner.
Yeah.
And I might take a shot at this dude on the front here.
He's not lucky. It's gone away.
He is not having a good look.
I think I might use my laser pistol on him.
Okay.
So, get over to the roll screen. One shot. Two SEU.
That's going to probably be a miss.
Yep. But we got to start telling them that we mean business.
Yep. Okay, what's the range on the launcher stunner? Not very. Okay, somebody roll for Rennie.
Wait.
Go ahead, Eric.
I'm going to attack this guy.
Okay, you roll for you.
Right here. Ah, 51. That was...
Just missed him. He had a 50.
Had a 50.
This I want to hit this guy that's on top of me. I need to get him off of me.
All right.
I can't even bang my fist on the table and make it turn into another number.
That's a hit, right?
What's your skill? I don't have your character sheet up. I can do that.
Melee combat is 1. My dex is 70.
Then you have a 30-45 to hit. And what are you using to hit with?
The stun stick.
So 45, and I think the stun stick gives you...
Plus 5.
Plus 5. So you have a 50, so...
Yes, I hit. Yay!
That's a hit.
So you hit!
Three D six, right? Yeah.
Stun stick is 3d10, yeah.
Oh, 3d10. This
guy. Hit him for 30.
Get off.
Close enough.
He is not liking life.
Good. Get off me. Honk.
Oh, actually, yeah, he's really not liking life. He drops.
He's really not liking life. Kabeans.
Sorry, I was looking at this.
Nice.
He's gone.
Oh.
All right. So he collapses at your feet when you smack him on the head with that. Go ahead and...
Has everybody... Yeah. Has everybody attacked?
No, we need someone to roll for Rennie. He's got one shot with his laser pistol before his clip's empty.
Here we go.
Who are you aiming for?
It would be this guy.
Oh, okay.
14!
Nice!
40-10. Nice.
There you go.
Okay.
Is he discouraged too?
He's very discouraged, but he's not... he's not...
Well, go with the other rust then by the truck. Leave us alone.
Okay, so they're attacked. So that guy's going to get to attack. And he has... looks like a sonic weapon. And that actually is going to hit at 10 meters, I think. Hold on, let me double check.
Uh-oh. It is.
Yeah, just barely. So, you... he's shooting at you, Chicheka, and you... it's the Sonic Disruptor.
Ow.
Yeah, you take 23
points of damage.
Whoa.
So you are down to 7.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and now I'm feeling discouraged.
That's a lot of sonic screwdriver. Okay.
All right. And let's see. Now the machine gun is going to try to shoot.
Oh!
I'm gonna have to check that one. Hold on. Let's see. That is him. 50, and then what's the range here? 125 on the machine gun. That is medium range, and you have cover, and so he misses. But the bullets, like, pepper the ground right in front of him.
Whoa.
Okay.
So. All right, I think that's everyone. You shot, they shot, yes. All right, roll initiative.
Nice one, Doug.
I like when you roll.
All right. They've got to move first. All right, let's see. He decides. Discretion is the better part of valor.
Good decision.
What
have
we got here?
He's got...
oh, yeah, these guys are close.
Yeah, they're coming up over the hill. Alright, so...
get that stone stick ready.
This guy runs over to here and drops to the ground.
Oh, sure. Chicken.
Oh, no.
We should drive forward, like, straight through to here.
Put it in reverse and just start backing up.
Yeah, I'm getting in the car. That's what I'm doing. 'Cause
I like that idea.
I got
put
hurt.
It in reverse, back up. Mm. Bad. And then that gives us another chance to fire off a couple of rounds while they're approaching.
Yep. Put our big gun back into business.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
So do I.
All right. So you're climbing back in the Explorer this round.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That hurt.
All right. You guys get to shoot first. Oh, you guys get to move. Those of you over here in the ravine, if you want.
Hit the Explorer in reverse on the same movement or
no? No, not this round. You're just climbing in this round. Next round, you can start moving. Oh, I moved Jill. Sorry, Jill. I moved you on accident.
Oh,
this person's moving up there.
I'm wondering, I can huck a grenade at this guy. He's in range for it. Mm-hmm. But it's extreme range for a grenade.
That's extreme range is minus 80 to hit your target. So
it's still probably
going to bounce. If it bounces, there's a chance to, you know. Oh, no, there's not. They're too far away apart from each other.
No, actually.
But I can move. So if I moved 25 makes it long range.
You can get to 30.
I can get to 30, and that's about as good.
It's still and extreme range.
We're still laser pistoling is what we're doing. I think I squeeze right into there. Yeah, we'll still put a 2 SEU into him.
Okay. You gotta do that, and then we'll do Jill, then we'll go down to the guys.
And then we need to get the big gun out of the way.
Yep, and then we'll do that too. Go ahead and roll, Eric, for you.
Yes!
Nice!
Is a hit. So roll 2d10.
Also nice.
You know, that's not bad damage.
Oh, it's not bad. 2
SEU.
Okay. That's only a minus 10 there, Jill. So it's half your dex minus 10.
All right, I'm feeling lucky.
And you can take 2 shots if you want.
Take 2 shots. Okay. Take 2 shots.
Ah. I'm using up all my luck on initiative.
It's okay. Initiative benefits all of us.
It's having to switch between rolling high and rolling low. You know, it messes up the dice. They get confused. Keeps them honest is what it does. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay, this person.
Wait a minute.
Oh yeah. Let's do.
Have you shot this round?
You have not. You
and the laser guy.
Are these guys now at the top of the hill where they're not?
You can shoot them with your. They came over the hill so they could shoot down at you guys. So yes.
In that case, I want to shoot this guy in the middle.
Okay.
And I totally miss.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we better back up soon because I got to reload soon.
Actually, you don't. Your explorer
has... I don't?
No, they're linked belts, and there are 30 shots linked.
Oh, 30? Nice. Oh, I was thinking 10 shots.
Yeah, no, they have 3 belts
linked. Oh, yeah, we're good.
You have 3 belts linked, so you have 30 shots. They specifically stated that when they got the explorer with the machine gun. So, yeah, I know you have 30 shots before you're out of it. And then you're out of ammunition, but you don't have to reload them.
Oh, yeah, well. Okay.
Okay, so that was you. We need... Oh, Rinny's reloading this round.
And the laser's going to go for the machine gun.
Yep, the laser. Somebody roll for the bat.
That's a good roll.
Bam!
Okay. I need you to roll me 20d10.
Yeah! Wow.
Big boom! All the pirates turn around and go, oops.
Wow.
Whee! That's a lot of dice.
That's pretty.
All right. Hold on a second. So, let's see. That's 20. Okay. There is a huge flash. And you hear some machine gun rounds pop off as well. But the guy on the Explorer is still there because there is a flare of an albedo screen. It's probably very drained at this point. But the machine gun looks slagged, but he's still standing.
He's going to go get a drink now is what he's going to do. It's like, I shouldn't have lived through that.
It's middle of time. I'm out of here.
Okay, we have two more people that can shoot here. So let's see. That person actually has an electro stunner, so they actually can't shoot yet because that's really short range. But the other guy has his gyrojet pistol. And a range of... He's going to... I did it again, dang it. He's going to keep shooting at the one that you guys have already been shooting at. See if we can take him out 30 meters with a gyrojet pistol. Is medium range, so minus 20. I'll roll for him. And then I gotta roll for all the bad guys. A miss, and a hit, and a miss. But that's enough.
Good damage, though.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm on the ruler still. Because this guy didn't have that many hit points left, so he collapses.
Good.
Alright.
Good.
So, let's see what happens here. 20. So I'm rolling for this guy's gonna shoot at Jill. Uh-uh. That's a miss. Just barely, but it was a miss. That's definitely a miss. Alright. And what's my range here?
He's on 35?
35. He's got an auto pistol. So that's long range for him. He's actually not going to shoot yet. This guy's got 40 to you guys. He's got a gyrojet pistol, so that's just medium range. So he's going to take the shot. He's going to shoot back at the guy that just dropped his buddy. They all fly over your head. He's too far away to do anything. All right, so we've got this now down here. We've got... This guy has a laser pistol. Oh, you got hit. Getting back in.
Oh,
that was a miss, though. You take 11 more points of damage. You are not liking life. You have 6 HP left.
Something tells me he's not getting back out of the Explorer.
No.
All right, not done yet.
Just lay down next to the other guy. We're good. Oh.
He's shooting at Rennie.
Thank you. I mean, no offense.
And that guy's Jen. The guy who's down here prone. He must have gotten mud in his gun. He rolled 100. Alright, but Rennie takes some damage. Actually. Somebody make a stamina check for Rennie. He got hit by the sonic stunner.
Care of him, so. What's Rennie's stamina? 40. Oh, not good enough.
Nope.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
He collapses in the backseat of the Explorer.
All right, so we got two patients in this and ambulance.
That's it there. So, let's roll initiative. Oh, they rolled really well this time.
Oh! Right.
So, you guys get to move first.
I'm putting it in reverse. Yep.
So, going in reverse, you can move up to 6 hexes. Or squares.
Yeah.
So, just move everybody in the stack 6 back.
How do I put the car on top?
I'll move you to the back. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Anybody at the top want to move?
Nope. I'm going to enjoy my cover.
It's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. Okay.
15 meters.
Well, guys, it was fun.
And let's see. I am going to put the dude that was on top.
Oh.
Staggers out.
Yeah, they're heading towards the ship. We need to shut this rush down.
And this guy. He's going to go hang out with the other rest.
I can...
All right. Now they get to shoot.
As long as you roll 99 and higher, I'm happy.
Keep going, Matt.
I like it. Oh.
It's too far away. Okay.
Looks like a couple of them.
Yeah, one of them hits John.
Uh-uh. I'm invincible.
You're exposed. Oh. You take 3 points of damage.
Merely a flesh wound.
All right. And the other one is probably not going to do anything. Because, actually, is that even a hit? No, it's not even a hit. Because he was trying to shoot at Chicheka, but since you're in the Explorer now.
Leave me it's alone.
The bullets bounce off the windshield.
Okay.
Okay, who was it that shot me?
Which
one of these jokers? Okay, yeah. Just so I know who I'm shooting at this round.
Alright. Hey, are you guys just trying to shoot?
Okay.
42, I think I hit him.
I think you did too, 10d10.
Yes.
Teach you to shoot at me.
I'm going to give this guy right here
a grenade.
Okay.
Fragmentation grenade.
Let's cheese that mofo.
Yeah, I think I hit him.
I think you did too.
More discouragement. I love it.
All right. Go ahead and roll, Eric.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
My frag grenade should do 8d10.
Yep, 8d10.
Ah, nice.
This should scare some people away.
You know, it's a shame that they're so untrained that they fall apart during combat. Just go to pieces. Half the man that he used to be.
He tries to dive out of the way. It's not very successful, though.
I don't think he's gonna. Just well, there might be a bit of him left.
Yeah. All right, so
yeah, I'm going to definitely take the shot this time.
Okay.
Ooh.
That might hit.
You tell me, what's your dex?
My dex is 60.
Oh, you have a 30 to hit. You don't have a skill with the weapon.
Yeah.
Close.
All right, so this one, the Rusk here, the person right here tags him with the electro stunner, and it collapses.
Good.
So let's see. Here we go. This kind of looks like lightning bolts. All right, that one's stunned. And then there's the guy there with the gyro. He only has one round left before he has to reload, but he'll use it up. And he hits the guy by Jill.
Uh-oh.
10 points.
Did we ever fire the laser?
Not yet.
See this path here? What do you think, guys?
I think that looks like a win.
Think it'll do two at once?
Roll
the elevations.
I'm wondering about this guy.
Because this guy here is lower than this guy.
Yeah.
It won't work. Yeah.
Because we can't really shoot through two of them at once any other way. I want to see that, but oh well.
Yeah. Shoot one of the guys that's closest to the explorer so we can
get he'll target that guy right there.
I'm gonna target this guy right here.
And actually he'll go after this one.
Oh, go for that one instead?
Yeah,
okay.
Roll for his attack.
Ooh.
Uh oh.
Nope, that one missed.
Nope.
Did it go high?
It went high.
You're high right over here.
Should I roll again?
No.
Oh my.
Alright, so that's everyone this round.
Yep.
Roll initiative. Ooh. Oh, you got a 10 too. You guys get initiative.
We got initiative.
That means I'm going to miss again.
All right.
Now this Russ that's got the lightning bolt, whatever, on him.
He is stunned.
He's stunned?
Uh-huh. He got hit with an electro stunner.
Yeah, he's stunned.
Uh
don't know if I want to throw a grenade over my buddies.
Hey, were we wanting to back up again?
Yes, we are. And I'm going to try to do it again. Run over this guy.
Yeah, they're specifically not getting directly behind you.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
All right, your guys' move. They've all moved.
You're lucky I can't steer this freaking thing.
You can move. You can move up to 12 this time.
Oh. Well,
if you want.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, I like that idea.
Yep. So do I.
I'll take my last two SEU and my clip right now, and I'll lay them into here. I'm not moving, just keeping cover.
Yep. All right, let's roll for the electro stunner misses. The guy with the gyro jet rifle pistol's reloading. Eric, go ahead and make your attack.
Okay, here we go.
Which one are you shooting at? The one up by Jill?
I'm shooting at this Dralazite right here.
Okay.
30 meters. No.
No.
Nope.
He wasn't ready.
All righty.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, who should I shoot, guys? Should I aim at this guy to take him off of this guy up here, take him off of your worry list? I can't click. Where is it? There we go. Should I shoot this guy up here? I think that's who I need to shoot. That one right
go
there.
Go for it. If it's within a good range, go for it.
Oh, yeah. All of these are within.
Yeah, but it'll help them, too.
Optimal
so
firing distance for John.
Oh, I think I hit him.
He's dead.
He didn't even let me roll my 10d10.
You got 100.
Okay.
Sorry. That's a house rule of mine. You roll on that one, you do maximum damage.
I'll take that one.
What are you shooting with?
A machine gun.
Machine gun?
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. It is
there's
now
bits
a
of them everywhere.
Swiss cheese.
These guys spread out too much. Dang.
Yeah, they did. I was thinking about that, too.
It's okay. We're winning.
Shoot this guy right here with the laser.
All right, so roll for him. And then Jill has an attack.
Thank you.
25. I like that.
Splaticus.
If you want to do it, roll 20d10, but he evaporates.
No, that's all right.
Hey, I want to see it.
You never know, it might only come up with 20 points.
Why not? That, it'll be pretty to see.
Whee! Oh, yeah. That's just pleasing to look at, you know?
we were playing the Volturnus trilogy with my kids, and my one son managed to get one of the robots with a laser rifle, and he just had it running around. I set it 20 SEU with a backpack and get out of the place and roll 20d10 every time it hit.
It looks pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, only one of them is in any sort of range to shoot.
Well,
and can't hit to save his life.
Good.
But it's saving.
Well, we are a little intimidating.
Jill,
I mean,
you get to shoot still, actually. So if you want to shoot at that guy first.
Well, how close is he? I mean,
he's 5 meters.
5 meters.
Yeah.
All right. So I would like to close in on him.
Okay. Oh, and get him with your shot gloves.
That's right.
Okay.
Damage gonna go shake stun. Hands with him, huh?
You have him set
and
for
it's
damage
pouring
or
rain, so they'll take more damage.
Stun.
Okay. Go ahead and roll, and you do.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. Two people.
That's a little fist bump there, you know.
Well, we got people to interrogate now.
Oh, but it doesn't knock him out.
No!
Oh, he fights it off.
He shakes it off.
Oh.
Next round, I'm going to throw the gun at him.
All right, roll initiative.
So should we, okay. If he's moved up there to engage him, should we move his figure up?
Yeah, we should move his character, move your figure up on top of him there.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, I think you guys have got those two secured.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, they're running away.
Do you blame them?
Yeah, you better run.
At this point, no. I noticed the guy from there was the next explorer left. The rust that was originally hurt, he broke out.
And so our dude with the
with the screech
running too.
He left. And I say good riddance.
All right, so you've got the one that Jill's engaged with in melee, and then these guys that are running.
Well, that one's stunned, isn't it?
Well, the one, the Vresk is stunned.
Right.
This one that Jill got with her shot gloves is not stunned yet. Because he managed to make his stamina roll to resist.
Can the laser guy shoot the trucks now?
He could try.
Oh, sure as heck gonna try. Why not?
It changes the game.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because now it's like you. All
right. Somebody, somebody zoom out and pull the range from the tip of the shuttle to the one of these trucks for me. I'll read off the distance. 555 meters.
Wow.
That is medium range.
Short range. What is it?
It's a medium range.
Oh yeah.
Somebody roll for him.
Hell yeah.
No! Oh, he misses. Whoa!
He's just sitting back. He couldn't
just enough ground clutter on this radar return. He didn't get a good lineup.
Just
okay. Misses. All right. So we've got the Jill. You want to make another attack?
I sure do. Oops.
You have a melee skill, don't you?
Where am I? Oh, that was weird.
I don't have your character sheet up.
Oh, no worries. Uh, I have a plus five with a nightstick, but nothing listed for the.
I do have an unarmed. I should get up into that fight.
All right, then you miss.
Okay.
I think I know what you should spend some of your experience points on.
Yeah.
You seem to be using the shot gloves a bunch. You should get some melee skill.
Yeah, I definitely gotta do that. Now that I have a huge picture of where my weaknesses are.
Yeah.
Time right. To shore.
Let's see. Is that guy gonna try to shoot into that melee combat?
What could happen?
Well, he's just kind of like the worst that'll happen is he'll knock you out. He's only got an electro stunner, so he's gonna try it.
Go.
He misses, and he misses. He doesn't miss by enough to hit you. So, all right, next round. Roll for initiative.
Nice.
All right, you guys got initiative.
I wonder if one of us two up here should jump in that fight with him.
It's not going to be me.
Probably.
I was going to just turn the forward and let you shoot those guys.
Yeah, let's drive forward.
Yeah, I was going to drive forward and let you shoot, take pop shots at those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we can drive forward. Because last round we sat still, so we should be able
Yeah. You can move up to six.
Up to six, okay.
Since it is.
You notice now that second hit is impacting how fast you can accelerate.
Okay.
How come I got to switch to the...
You got to switch to the ruler.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I might as well change this right now. It's a 56. Yeah, right. There. Now my little dot is correct.
Hey, your card thing went to 4. And it's on Eric now.
Yeah, someone stole a card.
That's interesting.
So, okay.
And the laser guy is going to still try to shoot a truck. Frickin' frack.
Alright. Oh, yeah.
Actually, someone stole all my cards.
I was just playing around. That was just a playing around roll. Yeah.
Alright, let's see. Hold on.
Trying to get this magnifying glass to work over here, but it's not doing anything. Gives me a box. It says I'm at 40%, but doesn't allow me to play with it. And I don't think I can... Oh, I can draw, but I'm not going to draw. We'll leave that alone.
All right. Yeah. You don't want to draw cards.
Go ahead and roll for the laser.
Okay. I don't get fun this time, then forget about it.
No.
Do you think I could make it all the way up there to get into the fight with those guys?
Up top? Yeah. You'd have to run. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you totally can.
Okay. I was wondering how you took diagonals.
I'm just using the standard rolls. They're 1 square. You get the benefit of 40% faster movement when you move diagonally.
Okay, I'll jump in and help that happen.
All right, you do that. So you guys get to attack first. So Jill and Dole.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a hit. Is that a hit for you, Eric?
I need to check my plus 10, 1/2. Yes, that's going to be a hit for me.
Okay. Roll damage.
Maybe my punching score, wouldn't it? Or what is
it? Oh, are you unarmed?
No, then, yeah, I'm using my unarmed. Right.
Then it would be your punching score.
3 points.
3? Okay. And you can make 2 attacks since you're fighting unarmed.
Not that one.
Okay. So you punch him, and then Jill grabs him with her shot gloves, and he collapses.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
So we got 2 prisoners.
Time so it's down here. Let's see. I think I want to go after that guy.
Okay.
Oh, you don't like capes, huh?
Well, he's fast.
Oh. I missed it.
You missed it. I was you so. Did. You missed it really bad. It got right over his head.
I was thrown off a little bit by how well my last shot did, and it just kind of...
All right. I'm not going to make you guys roll initiative. I'm just going to give it to you guys.
In other words, we got them scared.
Yep.
And I can move 12 again now?
You can move 12 this time.
Okay. Yes. What's up, dude? How's it going?
Yeah, what's the range here? 60. Alright, he figures he's got nothing to lose at this point.
He's right.
Oh my god.
Hey! Not nice.
Glad rolls, John. Yeah, seriously.
Oh!
You miss. He just running. Turns around, fires his laser pistol right in your
pulls engine. Off a James Bond.
He does, because your explorer bursts into flames.
Whoa!
He emptied his laser pistol in your...
My baby!
Well, he's got something to tell the folks back at the bar.
All right, you go ahead and make. Oh, you missed. So okay, next round. You have to make.
Did we use the big laser? Are we gonna use it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The big laser gets to go, and then I gotta move these guys here. Hold on.
And I might not want to roll.
Go ahead and roll.
We gotta hit at least one of those trucks.
I hope so.
33. Not so good. Or is it?
33? That's a hit.
All right.
Yes!
At that range, he's got a 35. So
nice.
Which one are you shooting at?
The one of the trucks. Oh, which one?
Which one? Top or bottom?
I like to be on top.
All right.
All right.
And this one, roll a 2d10 plus 20.
Oh, 12, so that's 32.
32.
Rolls over and starts burning.
Alright.
Nice.
4, and then that's how fast it was going. It lands on its roof. And it's facing that direction. There should be a fire. We'll use the meteor. This thing kind of looks like flames. All right, it's on fire.
Yeah, we gotta send a message to all would-be pirates and say, hey, don't mess with Streel.
That's right. Right. Streel's off limits.
Okay, so here's the situation in your Explorer. It is on fire.
Oh.
You can either try to get out. You also have two unconscious, yes, injured people in the back of it.
Do you have a fire extinguisher in
it? Yes, there is a fire extinguisher. So you
can I'm going to try to put off the fire.
Okay, make make a dex check.
Oh, okay.
And you have and give yourself a plus 20.
31, so 51.
Okay, so you get the fire put out before it does any serious damage.
Oh, thank God.
It's singed, okay, and it smells a little bad inside, but and it's obviously going to take some work.
Machine gun's still usable?
The machine gun is still usable.
Good.
It's just you're not moving anywhere.
If you want to try to take some pop shots on the way out, go for it. But I'm staying here to take care of my baby.
That's the guy that shot me, right? Shot us, right?
Yep, yes, he is. That
shot you.
That Kate Bassett.
I missed.
Yeah, you did.
And he's going to live to tell the tale.
He is. And it's going to be a whopper of a tale.
All right, so are you going to keep trying to shoot at him, or are you going to let him go?
Say we let him go.
All right.
Yeah, say the ammo.
All right.
We got enough vehicles and things to...
We're going to try to get the other big vehicle with the chip laser?
Oh, should I try?
Oh, yeah, we ought to do that.
Oh, okay.
The other guys need to go home by river.
Ah, sorry.
49.
Nope, you
missed. Something tells me he didn't.
And he gets behind this larger hill. So that the ship can't target him anymore. Yeah. All
right.
So I'm just gonna move him off the map.
Anybody jump out of the old big vehicle and start chasing after the other one?
Yes.
Wait for me!
Maybe. I mean, it's so far away.
Can't see.
Hold on. I might have. Did I buy him?
Oh, somebody in your group has Magna Goggles. If that's what you're looking for.
I didn't buy any.
Okay. Yeah. At least one person gets out and starts running off. But it's kind of hard to tell them. The radar can't really pick them up. They're too small. It could pick up the big trucks, but not the individual people.
Yeah.
So, all right. So these guys get away. They make it down into the ravine, and then you lose sight of where they go.
Is it still raining?
It is still raining. Frank. Although it's been, what, like 3 or 4 minutes, so it's still raining pretty hard.
That's why I kept missing.
That's what there it was. Go. Blame it on the rain. Okay, so at this point you have the two, you have the Vrusk and the human prisoner that you stunned. And you have a damaged explorer sitting out here by the hill that's not drivable at the moment.
I know. Maybe.
And you can, Rennie eventually wakes up. He just got hit with a stunner, so it just knocked him out.
I'm like, Rennie, we got hurt.
Yeah. Checheka's like, medic.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, so you've got Checheka's injured, and I don't think anybody else got hit.
Yeah, that's it. Just me.
Yeah, I got injured.
Oh yeah,
I took 3 points of damage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. John got hurt a little bit. How much?
I got 10 points.
Yeah, okay.
Look, it even bled a little bit. See, I got some blood.
Oh, please. That's a splinter. Cut it out.
All right, so what are you going to do with your prisoners?
Tie them up.
Yep.
Where?
You mean besides torture them?
Move that thing to the ship.
We gotta leave that for the head Streel dudes who really like to do that.
Fine.
No, yeah, we should interrogate him though.
Let's just ask a few questions, you know.
Yeah, what do you want to ask him?
Well, are we doing this in the rain, or are we going to take everybody to the ship?
I think I need to do something for Checheka, though. I need to give him some...
I need to crawl to the ship.
Stados or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Please.
I'll hit you with some Stados.
Well, you can hit him with first aid.
Okay.
Here we go.
And that'll give him 10 points back.
Oh, thank you.
So you're back up to 16.
Yay!
Thank you.
And I think, who else got hit? Was it Jill?
Yep. For 10 points.
Actually, so, I'm not using Stados. I'm using Stemdos.
Well, we don't even have to do that. You need to hit him with Biocourt to heal him. He's not unconscious.
First aid.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
So I've treated two people. That means two doses of BioCourt gone.
Two doses of BioCourt gone.
But appreciated.
All right. So what do you guys want? What do you want to ask these guys? And they look like mercenaries. They don't have any like insignia or anything on their clothes. They just look like, you know, they're wearing, you know, fatigues, but it's not even a skein suit. It's just, you know, kind of camouflage clothing.
I want to know who hired them and how much did they cost.
What's the job? What are they after?
We were just supposed to come clean out the ship. I don't know who hired him.
So yeah, that was
Mac's job. He handled all that.
Did your employers tell you to?
Hey, boys and girls, I got tell all.
Oh!
All right. Boom!
Neat.
Talk, boys.
All right, you get 5 questions, 5 simple questions.
What do we want, guys? 5 questions.
We do want to know who hired them, whether or not all that they know about.
Okay.
Why they're supposed to be stealing stuff. I don't know.
How did they shoot this shuttle out of the sky?
All right, so Eric, you decide what questions you want to ask.
I think that's a decent question.
But you guys can discuss among yourselves what questions you want, and then Eric gets to pose them, and I'll give you the answers. So go ahead and take a minute, because you basically have as much time as you want at this point to discuss.
Yeah, and then he shoots him with the tell-all and asks, okay.
I mean, you can go to another room or another. It's kind of hard to go to another room in the ship since it's designed for space flight and it's laying on its side on the ground. But,
yeah, but it really doesn't matter if they're over here at this point.
Exactly.
So you're thinking, how did they shoot down the ship?
Or.
Well, the guys in the ship can tell you that they got hit by a laser battery.
So who are you?
So who owned the laser battery? Where did the laser? Where is the laser battery?
Yeah, that's a good one. But also, what were they looking for? What specifically were they after?
See, but I don't think mercenaries would know that. If you hire the mercenaries, you just say bring the cargo that's from the ship, and they would just bring the cargo from the ship.
Okay, but if there's something special, you don't want the mercenaries to miss it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't want mercenaries to know it's too valuable because then they might keep it for themselves.
Well,
that's assuming he was telling the truth in the first place about being hired by somebody.
Oh, that's true too.
Who are you working for? What?
What's the location of the laser? Because then maybe
good one.
You can find out where it is.
Chasing them down to their hideout or whatever.
Yeah. It'll give us the location for where they're stuck.
Where are you based at is kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where is your base?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who is your leader?
Yeah. That's a classic.
Take me to your leader. We don't have to ask the same 5 questions to both of them, so we can come up with extras here.
Yeah, you have a total of 10 questions.
Yeah, good point.
Who is your leader? Your
who are you supposed to drop the cargo to? Or where were you supposed to take the cargo to? Who or where?
There's like, who are you working for?
Where were you supposed to take the cargo to?
Right, so. So where is your delivery?
Right, the drop-off point.
Yeah, where's your drop-off? Okay, where's your drop-off point?
How many questions is this?
I've only got 5 written down. Who are you working for? What specifically are you looking for? Where is your base? Who is your leader? Where is your drop-off point? I'm wondering about... How many people or how many beans are in your band, in your group?
Well, there's at least 7 less.
Who are you working for? Who's your contact? I don't know. Let's see.
Who's your daddy?
What's your bank account number?
Actually, yeah. What's their frequency?
Yeah, what are all your passwords? So we can listen to their that's a good one. We should try asking for all their passcodes. I mean, because if we're going to go raiding the base or anything, it might be nice to know.
Because we could listen to their radio chatter.
What are your passcodes?
Yeah.
What are your passcodes? What are your...
Whatever you'd call.
Tell me
how to, security.
Tell me how to get into your... tell me. So maybe we stay away from the what who questions, but and put like a tell question. Tell me everything. No.
It's simple questions.
And then I went to the and I mixed up a pot of puke and I dumped it over grade. The side.
What's the fastest animal alive?
What is your favorite color?
Let's see. What are your passcodes? What is your communication frequencies, or what is your...
Yeah, your frequencies, your communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can listen to their radio chatter.
Okay. What else here? Do we want to do 10 questions, 5 for one guy and 5 for the other? We want to repeat some stuff to see if we get different information.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, too. They might know different information.
I know. True. That's why I'm puzzling about both.
Well, one question we might ask, depending on how far you guys want to go with this, is to ask them, what is their greatest fear? And that way, once it's revealed, we can use that against them. When the drug wears off and we still don't have the information we need, we can threaten them with that.
Oh, that's
yeah, something along the lines of what are you most afraid of, too? That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Or is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what he
said. Sorry, I'm in the middle of making beef jerky.
You would have to ask them both. That's a question that you've asked them twice.
Yeah, I'm going to put an asterisk before anything that I ask to both of them. So that would put us at 9 questions. Or maybe I'll just copy it. That's what I'll do. It counts for me. All righty. So who are you working for? What specifically are you looking for? Where is your base? Who is your leader? Where is your drop-off point? What are your passcodes? What is your communication codes and frequencies? Well, maybe that's the same thing, 6 and 7 there. And what are you most afraid of?
And they're afraid of question asking twice, right?
Yeah. So if I'm doing each of these once, except for those other two, I'm still only at 9. I'm just wondering if we can think of anything else.
Well, why don't we leave one open? In the course of the interrogation, we might actually have other questions to ask.
Because once we give it, we've got 5 questions and only a certain amount of time to do it.
I think we should ask the fear questions first.
Yeah, so the way tell-all works is you administer the drug, which you have 100% chance to do because they're restrained and... Then it's has an 80% chance of working. And then you get to ask 5 simple questions for which they'll give simple answers. And then they pass out for 1 to 10 hours.
So we need to, maybe we need a question we ask both of them that is a test to see if they're telling the truth or not.
All right. The leader? Or the location?
Well, something that's, because if there's 80% chance of it working, there's a 20% chance that it's going to fail. And then they're going to be telling us.
So I would say the which one is the most important would be the location, so we know where to go.
Right. But what I'm saying is there a question we could ask them that we could figure out if they're actually telling lies?
To see if they both give us the same location, then we would know that that's correct. Right? If one says one location, the other says another.
I get what you're saying. That's assuming that they both do come from the same location and
they both came from the Explorer, so hopefully.
Okay, but if they contradict each other, how do we know which one's lying, which one's telling the truth?
That's the same. We're going to have to check both areas. That's the problem.
You know what, though? Let's see. Yeah, because D10 hours, that gives them a head start. But they're on foot, mostly. So, because once we ask what they're most afraid of, afterwards we'll know how truthful they were because we'll know.
We'll test it.
They're a little scared.
Because we'll go and scare them next.
Yep. We'll test it.
That's another way to do it. And we just ask our question. I'm thinking, though, that we dump what I listed at 6 and 7. We dump one of them because it says, what is your passcodes? And then the other is, what are your communication codes and frequencies?
Yeah, I think that's kind of redundant. I mean, it technically is different things, but yeah.
So which one do you want to get rid of?
Computer passcodes. Or access codes.
Access codes.
Oh, you know what we need to know? We don't know anything about these guys. What is your job?
They probably are just purely muscle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're kind of dedicated to see that all 3 explorers get shot up and they still decide to come after.
Yeah. But I don't know, fear of friendly fire can be quite motivating too.
Let's see. I'm most afraid of.
Well, you guys finish talking about it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are you working with? Because even if I do ask those 2, this is there any of the other questions then that we would ask both of them? Where is your base? Who is your leader? We still do that. Where is your base to the, both of them? To see?
Yeah, so we can get a location.
Just
if they both agree, then it's, you know, yeah.
I like the idea of asking them about their personal finance account. aside from gaining some cash, hopefully, the other benefit would be a good way to tell whether or not they're being truthful.
Oh, that might work, because then you could access it and see if it's really them.
Yeah.
That might work better.
Yeah. I mean, kill two birds with one stone. Get a few credits and...
You'd be able to check that it was their account. You wouldn't be able to get the money out of it because it works off biometrics.
Well,
it's right there in the rules.
We've got access to their fingers
and their ID cards. So, so I guess you could if you really wanted to.
Okay, I'm back.
Well, they tried to kill us. I think the least we can do is relieve them of their.
Spare change.
I just wonder if that really becomes a good test of if they're telling the truth or not, because the liar could still give it to you, figuring, yeah, you know, I don't put all the money there anyway.
But why wouldn't they?
They're pirates. They're used to cheating and doing all that stuff. So, you know, give me your bank account number. So they give you the bank account number for the one that doesn't have very much money in it.
Do we really? Honestly, we're probably not going to get answers to half of these, but I think we will get enough to go on.
Yeah, I mean, we could second guess ourselves forever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I say we go with what we got and see what answers we get, and then figure out where we go.
Okay, so I just go with the list that I've got here. Do I ask both of them, where is your base?
I think that would work.
So the two questions we will ask both of them is, what are you most afraid of, and where is your base?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. All righty. I guess let's do this.
You can do the Ruskin human first.
Let's do the human first.
Okay.
Rusks are trickier. That comprehension ability. Okay. Give him the tell-all.
Give him the tell-all. What's your first question?
My first question is, where is your base?
He says, well, we have a camp outside Reesdale. And
Reesdale.
Yeah, Reesdale.
And you were saying?
That's a town, just you would know this being from the area. That's the town about 2 hours west of Point True.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he say anything else?
Nope. Yeah, somewhere was, okay. Told you.
Okay. What are you most afraid of?
Man, don't ever put me behind the wheel of a car. I cannot handle it. I do not like driving at all. Too much stress.
Hey, he sounds like me.
I'll ride, but man, I will not drive anything. That's what he tells you.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What's the next question?
Let's go. What specifically are you looking for? What were we looking for? What specifically were you looking for?
We were just to come offload the cargo from the ship into the trucks and bring it back. I have no idea if there was something specific.
Okay. Where's your drop-off point?
We were supposed to meet somebody at Navin's Mill.
Navin's Mill.
I bring up the map.
Yeah, so that is a town that is east of here, of where you're at, a little bit northeast of here. So it's probably about 500 miles north of Point True. Not miles, kilometers.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. Last question. What are your communication codes and frequencies?
He rattles off a couple of frequencies that they use for Chronicom communication and one for radio. And gives you some call and response signs that they often use. I'm not going to try to make those up at the moment.
Oh, come on!
Top of my head.
Okay.
Just lazy now.
You want some good call and response signs.
That's right. Make a call and response sign.
Okay. Take him away. Make him drive home. What's he do? Come on. What's he doing?
He's freaking out. He passes out.
They don't pass out that quickly from tell all. I'm serious there.
No, I know.
Yeah?
He might have been telling the truth.
I think he was.
No, he doesn't like the idea of having to drive home. I'll walk, he says. But he is getting kind of sleepy from the drug. So. Okay.
Drag the Vrusk in here. Inject him at the neck.
Okay.
Where's your base?
He goes, we typically base out of Reesdale.
That all?
That's what he said. He asked him where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you most afraid of?
Those family of one-nutters. They are insane. Can't stand them, stupid religious Yazirians.
Okay, somebody's joining the family one in our crowd.
Well, you have two Yazirians now.
What exactly did he say about Yazirians there?
Just hold on. I'll step out real quick and tell somebody to start, you know, putting on the guise of being a family of one guy, and then when I bring him out, then they got to act that way. You know, you want to take him for the family of one and sacrifice him or whatever.
Sacrifice him
for the glory of Yazirian.
It's a new thing. They just started doing it, you know. Okay. I saved this one for him. Who are you working for?
I work for Mac. He's the head honcho. Who hired us for this job is probably what you mean, but I have no idea. He didn't tell us.
Yay. That kind of blows that question. That kind of blows the other questions. Dang. Who are you working? How much time do I got to discuss with the guys outside?
It's a couple minutes now that you've already given him the drugs.
Anybody listening in with me?
I would assume Chichek is in there with you because you don't speak Brusque. And he's probably answering in Brusque.
Yeah, but we take his chronicle or his polybox off. He can't understand what we're saying.
Exactly.
So we don't even have to leave the room.
Give me some ideas here, guys, because who are you working for? Bad question now, or we did that one. Who is your leader? He's gonna tell me Mac again. Should we do what are your access codes?
Yeah.
Okay, what are your access codes?
Access codes for what?
Oh, shit. Time to anything.
Shit. Anything.
To get into your base.
Oh, okay. So he gives you the same call and repeat signs the other guy gave you.
All right.
Okay. What's the base's biggest weakness?
Good question.
One, I've done one question, two
questions.
That would
be your fifth one.
Yeah. We want that, or how many people are at the base? What's the base's biggest weakness? Let's do that one.
I wasn't expecting that one. Hold on, give me a second to think of what his answer is. I got it in a base in my mind really quick here. The biggest weakness is probably the fact that there's only a single way in and out. It's built into a cave. And we haven't gotten a back door yet. I like that one.
So his biggest weakness is also his biggest strength.
Mm-hmm. Only one way in or out.
Okay.
So we go in blast and we get them all.
Letters, go on him. Hey, family of one guys. He's yours.
Yay. Hey.
He does. He starts like kind of struggling against his bonds and like trying to like get away and you know and
find out for me where his cave is.
All right. Time to John, you're the Azirian here since Shane's not here to play Rennie.
Which is the
thing is, I don't know how to. I mean, I'm a bit loony myself personally, but I don't know exactly how to pull this one off here.
Okay, here's what Rennie will start doing. He's going to start, you know, great gods of Yzera, grant me battle rage. And he's talking up again.
All right, so he tells you that their camp is about 2 miles north of Reesdale, just up, kind of dug up into the foothills. There's a mountain range that's starting there, and they're just up there. They trade with the city, and for the most part, they're on good terms with the city. They're a mercenary group. He's like, just get that guy away from me. And then at that point, the drugs take over, and he collapses, passes out.
Okay, I think it worked out for them, guys.
Yeah, I want to say that.
I think so too. I think we got some good information.
Dude, we're buying you Family of One robes, man. We're all going to dress up as Inquisitors and when we storm the base. Oh, my. Do you realize wizards would never have come up with that?
Oh, probably not.
No.
That was 100% Tom Brawl. Okay. So, after a couple of hours, the rain starts to lighten up and slacken down. And a couple more hours after that, it actually, the storm breaks up. And about the time the storm breaks up, you get a call from Streel on your radio phone. You finally are getting reception again. And
storm has passed.
Yeah, the storm has passed. So it's been 5 or 6 hours at this point since the fight. Chicheka, go ahead and make a technician roll. So this would probably be logic or dex. I'll give you either one, whichever one's higher for you. Plus your skill. So half your dex plus your skill times 10. All right. So in that time, you managed to get your steering fixed and your engine from the fire damage. You get that. I mean, you've got three other explorers there you can scrounge parts from. That's so you don't have any problem between the three of them finding the pieces you need. What?
Weapons. From their explorers to put on our explorer.
Oh, those they all got destroyed.
We could probably take ammo from the machine gun.
The recoilless
rifle. Oh, no, wait, that one blew up. No, never mind.
The recoilless rifle and the heavy laser got smashed into the ground when the explorers rolled, and then the machine gun got slagged by the laser.
Yeah, I forgot. That got blown up.
Let's go collect the personal gear.
Okay,
personal
I'll let you know. We'll do that in a minute.
Okay.
And so you're able to get your explorer fixed in the time while you're waiting for him to arrive. Once the rain starts to lighten up, you can really get in under it and start working on it. You're covered in mud and everything by the time you're all done, but you managed to get it working again.
All right, cool.
So personal effects. You find, let's see.
You just want to copy paste these or whatever into a text document and then post it like I just did this other thing.
I can, I'll do that later then, because right now they're just written by hand on paper. So, but there's some laser pistols, some auto pistols, a gyrojet pistol, sonic stunner. And then a number of clips, and you do find one of the Dralocytes had an albedo screen. No, not a screen, sorry, an albedo suit. And,
okay, so
that was the one that got peppered full of the machine gun. So it didn't help him. And then there is one of the humans had a skein suit. Although he got vaporized, so that probably didn't survive. So we'll say that one didn't survive. That was one of the guys that got hit by the laser cannon. So, but there is a Dralocyte designed albedo suit. And then I will tally up all of the clips and weapons, and I'll post that in the Discord channel later tomorrow, probably, or the weekend.
And I'll take one of their fire extinguishers to replenish the one I used up, and you know, stuff for the car.
Yeah, like not all the explorers rolled and burned, did they?
No, the one sitting up there, the one that had the machine gun on it, is the Explorer itself. Is you could repair it. It's got its steering jammed and its acceleration damaged a little bit, but you could fix that one.
Dude,
up.
Two Explorers.
Yeah, that one's. In fact, you don't have the time right now. If you spent some more time on it, you spent the time on yours. But that one's easily salvageable. That one actually had minor. It got its steering jammed like yours did, and it also took some damage to its top speed. But you could easily get that one fixed up.
So can I hook it up to the back of ours? So we
you could tow it back. You'd have to spend some work fixing the steering because the steering's jammed right. So if you want to go ahead and make another technician roll there.
I was wondering if there was
43.
Yeah,
excellent. Done.
Okay. The other thing is when you get into the back of that one, this one's for Eric will be happy for this. There's 2 kilograms of tritium D19 and a bag of detonators, like 20 of them.
Yeah. Okay. Keep it in the list and then we'll.
Yeah.
That will be handy when storming the base.
Yeah. So
I guess we're going to make that back door.
Did the big one? That big Explorer, did it roll over and burn as well? The one that we were
The truck? Yes, it did roll and burn too. And we'll assume you go out and check it out. There's no, you don't find any bodies. Each of the two Explorers. Oh no, they were thrown. The gunners were thrown, so their bodies are just there by them. Of the two explorers rolled. The hover truck, there's no bodies in the hover truck, and it's basically empty. There's like what looks like may have been tie downs and stuff, but it was basically an empty truck.
Yeah, it was ready to load up.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Is that truck salvageable as well?
No, that one caught fire.
Okay.
And it's pretty gutted at this point. You get a call from Streel, and they let you know that there are 3 air cars and 2 air transports en route. And they'll be arriving within the next half hour, and they want you guys to help offload everything in the ship into the air transports.
Keep your eyes peeled. See what it is, guys.
Yep.
So,
I hope Streel is sending some replacement ammo for this machine gun.
Well, after that, you're to head back to headquarters and report for a full debrief. Okay. So that's the other part of the message. So,
do they take the 2 prisoners?
They will when they get there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, once that message comes in, the crew of the ship, who are still pretty beat up, but they're feeling better now. They've had a few hours rest. They get into the cargo hold and they start, and they have you guys help them. They get the cargo bay doors open, which unfortunately are opening up from where the ship is landing. The ship itself does have like a kind of a crane lift device, like a cargo arm that can lift the stuff up and out. And in the cargo bay, secured are just a bunch of shipping containers. They're kind of small. There's a few kind of larger ones that are like 2 meters by 1 meter by 1 meter, but most of them are just meter square shipping containers. And there's just a whole bunch of them in the cargo bay, and they're all labeled Strel Corporation. But there's no real identifying marks on them other than that. And so the airships arrive and, contact you and give you recognition codes. So you know, they're actually from Strel. And they land there by the ship and, one of the crew goes in and they start working on the computer in the ship and downloading data from that. And while the rest of you are loading up the cargo, the air transports, and they take the crew with them in the air cars back. And they fly off. So you're left with your Explorer and the other one.
And the spare, okay.
Yeah. So you can either, if you want to tow it, you can do that now, or you can spend a couple more hours working on it to actually make it drivable. Actually, it's drivable once you fix it. It is drivable now. It just doesn't have its maximum speed. So you could actually drive it back to base. You could have one of the PCs drive it back. We can split up between the two explorers.
I think it's a good idea to drive it back because I don't want to hang out here after the Strel guys leave.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
Retaliation would happen.
Yeah, so anybody else can drive?
Well, anybody can drive.
Without wrecking it.
Let's not be picky now.
Okay. The guy who's afraid of driving, they took him away.
I think you're the only one with the technician skill or the ground vehicles, drive ground skill. But my rule is anyone can drive the vehicles, but they're at a they don't get any bonuses if there's like stressful combat. If you're just going to drive back to base, unless something comes up on the drive.
If they get any bad ruts, they're going to get stuck, and you're going to have to go unstuck. And...
Yeah.
All right. So then.
You might want to take
a well-traveled path.
Yeah, a more well-traveled path home instead of the one you took to get here quicker. Otherwise. You can easily make it drive it back.
All right, cool.
Without any problems. So, what time are we at? Okay, you do that. You drive back to Point True. At this point, it's been many, many hours. In fact, as you're driving back, they radio you and say, go get some rest and come in after you've rested and we'll talk. So you guys all head home, get some sleep.
Yes. I need to heal some more. I need some rest.
I was just thinking, in my character sheet here, I wrote up that my parents live on Pale, as well as my two youngest sisters.
Yep.
Where?
That's up to you. Point True is the capital city. It's the biggest city. It's the only city that wasn't destroyed in the First Sathar War. So every other city on Pale is less than 40 years old. Point True is...
Yeah, see, if he's running just a little... Yeah, if Dad's running just a little, store... Probably at one of the lesser cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, up to you. It could be a Point True. It could be somewhere else.
I'm thinking somewhere else.
Okay.
How similar does these two explorers? Are they the same model and make and everything?
No, because yours is a Strel, and this one was made by PGC.
Is it recognizable in any way that we get caught driving it around and somebody goes,
oh no, yeah. It's a common model. I mean,
okay.
Most of the explorers on Point True are Strel built, but there are some PGC ones. There's even some CDC ones. They're just slightly different models. But for the most part, they're same. I mean, nobody would think twice. I mean, they might think, oh, that's not a Strel model. Wonder why they bought a PGC one, but they're not uncommon. Okay. One in 10 are PGC models.
I just don't want to be driving around in somebody's equivalent of their personal Corvette.
Oh, no. No, this is definitely just a generic off-the-shelf model Explorer. It's just not a Strel branded one. It was designed by CDC.
Working for Strel, then this is the Explorer that's not owned by Strel, so right. That's good.
Exactly. So,
all right.
So you get back into work the next day, and I assume you go over the story. You recount the events of what happened, both at the.
Oh yeah, we got to file the report. And
yeah, at the bounty hunters camp, the creature hunter area, and then what happened with your encounter here. Okay, one thing you do notice, actually, all of their gear is Pan Galactic Corp designed and built. All the weapons that you found, none of it is Strel stuff. So there is that kind of unique thing that you noticed. I forgot to mention earlier.
So it is
in my notes.
So Mac probably got hired by PGC.
Yeah, but you don't get the impression they're Galactic Task Force, which is the front that PGC often uses. They do seem to be a local group. In fact, when you start talking, in your debrief, they pull up some information, and there's a known mercenary group that works out of Reesdale. So this is probably part of that group. So you give them their brief, and they ask you, say, so you want to follow up on this? Because we're going to send someone out to the Reesdale camp. You guys want to be the team that goes? Or would you like a different assignment?
I say wipe off the rest of these guys.
I like going after them.
A little bit more backup while we do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the extra guys from the crew of the ship actually helped quite a bit. We really should have backup if we do it. Because you're taking on a base at this point.
Yeah, but infiltration, I mean, we could come in with their explorers, so it looks like one of theirs. We could get up close before they recognize anything's going on. You know.
Yeah, but three guys have
codes and stuff
that can report that their explorer got left there.
Oh, that's true.
Because they're going to say two dead or two destroyed explorers and the other one disabled. Because the guy who was in that explorer survived due to his Beetle screen and he got away.
Right. But two of the other ones that were in the explorer, we could disguise ourselves as say we hid, and then we...
Well, he would have watched them all get shot up and dead. The two that got captured were...
Well, he didn't see that they got stunned. He just saw that they fell, that they dropped. And he actually, as soon as it exploded, he jumped and ran away. He didn't even stay to look.
Yeah, but he probably would have known the guys in the Explorer well enough that we'd have to be in a...
He might know them.
I don't think hollow screens take care of your voice.
No.
Do we want to go?
I'm still inclined to want to go chasing after him, but
so do I.
You know, I don't have an argument for it. I just, you know.
I do. They hurt my baby. I'm revenge.
I guess I'm kind of a completionist.
Well, we've got a fork in the road, two different stories going on now.
Yeah. Okay. Hence the dilemma.
Okay. Somebody call it. Which way are we going? Because, I mean, either way, it's going to be a neat adventure. And that's what Chikara is after.
And the same with the
go back to the quick death problem, we run into more potential Sathar or whatever. Whereas if we go this other way, it could be anything.
See, but they attacked Strill. And I'm a worker for Strill, and I feel insulted that they attacked my company. So I want to go after them.
Sounds very Vrusk-like.
Well, <yeah. laughs> hi, I'm Jacob.
Infiltration. I suppose we could. It would take a few days, but they're going to have to replace a few bodies. Maybe we get a replacement.
Hey guys, maybe my family lives up in that town. What is it called? Reesdale? Mm-hmm. And they might know something. They've been there for about 3 years. They might know something about them. I wouldn't, because I was away at college when they moved out here. So, but they might know a few more things, like where to look, or hey, you know, yeah, they tend to come and go at this time or whatever.
Okay. Oh, where the most trouble
is. We can say that's where your family's at.
But
that
sounds cool. What are they're probably going to be looking for some replacements.
Yeah. So we can hang out at the bars where the most trouble his family knows. Oh, they cause the most ruckus over there at that place.
Yeah. So we can get ourselves recruited.
Yeah.
Right. But now.
And go ahead.
We got to leave the Explorer behind, and any incriminating things that, you know, weapons.
That Strill. Yeah.
They're going to know. Well, they probably won't care if we're walking around with a Strill made weapon.
Yeah, 80% of the stuff on the planet's made by Strill.
But if we're walking around, if we're hanging out in the bar and we happen to have the auto pistol that their buddy used to own, that they know was last used up on in the wilderness up in the
north. That's okay. After they recruit us, we can gather the rest of our equipment. I mean, it's not like they would be scooping on us up. Oh, now you got to come with us right now. They just say, okay, show up at this place tomorrow or something, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've really done this ever before, so it's like, how do you infiltrate a biker gang?
Well, you're in luck.
Shadow Shack.
As it happens, you have a member of the crew who is...
Yeah, that's actually Jill's area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So,
I think we do this. I think we got the tools.
So for the A team, I'm definitely faced.
I mean, because we could go fence all the equipment and buy us what we need if we're worried about it being incriminating. I'm just being logical here. Blame it on me being an engineer.
Yeah, see, you engineers will sit there and spin away with the theory so long that nothing ever gets done.
Oh!
Ow! No. Ah. That was a hard
That's time. Not Eric.
See, that's why you gotta keep a few of us technologists around.
Well, think about your character, though.
The scientists, not on the engineers. The scientists spend all the time in that's the right. theory.
Oh, that's right. The engineers just try to overdo the plan. Yeah, we can add this in too.
I think that's the software developers at Eric's company. All right, so are you guys gonna take him up on the offer to follow up on this
on the base?
On
yeah.
the base.
Okay. I think that's the consensus of the vote.
All right, so they say take the day off. Take a day off, and they provide medical treatment for those of you that are still injured, so you can consider yourself healed up to full stamina. Your pay for you were out for 3 days, so that's 60 credits each for that. And then they also give you each a 500 credit bonus.
Woo-hoo.
For rescuing the entire crew of the ship and the cargo. And they say
so 500 to be divided amongst
no,
us?
No, 500 each. So you wow. get 560 more credits each. That's your pay minus your living expenses Sweet. Plus your bonus. And then you'll have a day to do whatever you want, and then report back, and we'll provide you whatever information we have on the Rosedale, the Reesdale operation, give you your objectives. But they need a little bit of time to make their plans as well and to gather information before they send you out. And that's where we'll start next time.
And we gave them the radio frequencies so they could listen to any of their chatter, right?
Yeah, I assume you give them all the information you got.
All right.
Unless you explicitly say you're withholding some information from them.
No.
That would be a bad idea at this point.
No. All and right. do we get anything for returning
another
explorer?
Point about explaining how
they
scary
let you
the
keep it.
Warnings.
Oh, we get to keep it? Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So you get the explorer's bonus too.
All right, we got our own explorer.
I mean, they're gonna work it over. They're gonna ask. They're gonna have you leave it there until
yeah.
you come back, so they can work it over forensically as much as they can to see if they can find anything in it. But then after that, they'll turn it over to you guys.
Awesome.
I like this.
Yeah.
If the forensics team is going to return to us the stash of diamonds inside it.
So, and then everyone gets 5 more XP.
Oh, awesome. That
Woohoo!
So you can add that on your character sheet or spend it or whatever you want to do.
Well, between now and next week or yep. whatever, 2 weeks from now, we'll get it spent. But
yeah,
let me add the money.
Five more. Six. I'm gonna have to think on that.
Thank you.
All right. So how was that? That was a big combat.
That was a lot of fun.
That was cool. That I enjoyed.
My pirates can't hit worth a darn, but...
No, they hit just fine. Thank you very much.
I'm not complaining at all about your pirates, Mrs.
I also had no problem with that. I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
The joys of low-level combat in Star Frontiers.
Hey, one of your guys hit me. They drew blood. I mean, I can even show you where the Band-Aid is.
The thing with Star Frontiers, it's not like you've got any little kobolds to kill or little goblins.
No. Nah.
That's true.
Because when they hit hard. I was not pleased.